Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, TNN Raven.
I just need to get your opinion on something in my relationship. So I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years, and we live together. And the last 2 years, we've been talking about getting engaged, but he has not done it. And, you know, if I joke around or ask him, oh, when's it coming or something like that, he just says soon, but he's been saying soon for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering if I get your advice on maybe giving him an ultimatum, like giving him a date or a month or like, you know, by New Year's Eve, something like that to say you have to do this or we're done, because I don't see it going anywhere without getting married.
This sounds like a Hallmark movie, Christmas ultimatum, except it's your real life. And I feel sad about it because I know what it feels like.
I mean, first and foremost, the main thing is if you're going to do something like that and give somebody an ultimatum, are you prepared to go through with it? That's my question to you first, is that because if you, you know, make a threat like that or, you know, say this is the way it's going to be and then you don't follow through, then after that, I mean, you're never getting the proposal after that, right? If you put up an ultimatum, let's say you did right now, and then they don't actually propose by the date or the time that you set, like, it really, really has to be over at that point, because at that point, they really won't ever do it. But I'm here for giving somebody a nudge if they need a nudge. Like, I needed a nudge.
Okay, you know, Paul needed a nudge, my husband.
Yeah.
I gave him an ultimatum. I told him, like, we had to be engaged by the end of the year, or, like, you could take the couch and leave. Yeah, you know, like,
well, I mean, sometimes you have so many pieces of furniture
because we were so young, and like, and I'm not going to ask you how old you are or anything like that, because it doesn't matter. Like, in your mind, you're ready, and obviously, if you've been together 5 years, you're old enough. But you know, I look back and think about how young we were and why was I in such a big rush,
right?
But I also believe that, like, my husband is one of those guys that if I didn't really push him, he just would have waited forever because it was never going to be the right time.
Well, in your mind, too, you wanted to be secure and feel like I've got a plan and this is the plan.
Yep.
And if not, you're the game piece that's been here for a while and I like you. But if you're not here as part of that big plan, then, you know, I'm going to start looking for the one that is.
I've seen this happen a lot, too, with my friends when they're getting older, you know, when the second marriages or whatever, when they want to have children, it's like that's always looming over their heads, too. Mm. It's like, how long can you wait till physically it's just too late?
So are you prepared to follow through? That's my question.
Yeah, I am. I want someone that can commit to me, and I feel like pushing it off this long is telling me that you don't want to commit to me fully.
Okay.
All right. So let's see what people say. 1-800-330-9999. Would you suggest and encourage her to give him the Christmas, I'll call it the Christmas ultimatum, because it sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Okay. You want to say it.
I want to say it, yeah. or do you think that that's like a ridiculous way to get engaged? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Got a call from a woman who had been dating her boyfriend for 5 years now. They live together. He keeps saying, yes, the ring is coming, but he's been saying that for 2 years now. Hmm. So she wanted thoughts on whether she should give him an ultimatum. Like, she loves him and everything, but, like, how long is she going to hold out? She wants to get married.
Yeah, if you don't ask me before the end of the year, like, we're done.
I keep calling it a Christmas ultimatum.
You love that.
Because it sounds like a Hallmark movie or something like that.
You want T-shirts and promotional materials made, I know.
But I get it. I think a lot of people go through this time of year. 1-800-330-9999. Do you give the ultimatum or just wait?
I don't think she should. I think if she loves him, she should just stay with him. Marriage doesn't matter. It's just a piece of paper. But if she gives him an ultimatum, he might say bye-bye. I mean, I would.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
You know, if you give an ultimatum, you really don't love somebody, you know?
Okay. Huh. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I mean, it's about your fulfillment versus theirs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't give the ultimatum because you're worried about what they're going to do, is that a good enough reason not to?
I know a girl who's been with a guy, and I kid you not, 15 years.
Yeah.
And every day she thinks it's the day that they're going to get engaged. And I, like, you know, you don't ever want to say something, but it's like, It's not, if he hasn't done it yet, it's never going to happen.
Lizzo's relationships where it never does happen. Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn, right? Susan Sarandon, Tim Robbins for a long time. Of course, they broke up.
But the problem is if one person wants it and the other doesn't,
that
there's
is the
an
problem.
Issue. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you give a Christmas ultimatum?
No, I definitely would not, because you want your boyfriend to be ready. You want him to be excited about proposing, and to force him to do that, like, just, it's just, why would you want that? It's got to come from the heart, you know?
I mean, I understand what she's saying, and man, does it sound logical, but from being in that situation, it's like one of those things where you just don't know what to do at that point.
You got to rip the Band-Aid off, right?
Yeah,
you
know, tough.
It's got to be one or the other, painful or glorious, like something has to happen.
Like, if Paul wasn't, you know, not happy that I pressured him so much, but the minute the ring was on my finger and we were moving on, he was so happy, you know?
Mm. Well, at least he kept his face smiling.
Yeah, I mean, 17 years, you know, things worked out all right.
Yeah, I mean, he's still showing up.
He shows up.
I mean, he's still there, right?
Yeah.
He's in the office right now. You have the same last name.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you give a Christmas ultimatum?
Listen, I think, I mean, this is 2021, right? So don't give an ultimatum. Just ask him to marry you. Get down on your knee, give him a ring, and say, hey, I want to get married. What do you think? I mean, aren't we supposed to be empowering women to take, you know, to be in control of their own lives? So if that's what she wants, that's what she should do.
I hadn't even considered that, but I tell you what, that's scarier than giving the ultimatum. Right?
Because
she's going to know her answer right then. She doesn't have 30 days or 20 days or whatever to sweat it out after that. She's going to know her answer right then that night.
I think you have a traditional guy, though. He doesn't take that the right way.
Oh,
I think that's problematic. I think that causes more problems. Because then how are you going to go say, like, his family, oh, she had to propose to you? I mean, I understand.
Turn
it's
around, go get the ring, and then propose the next day, pal. I mean, that's what you got to do. But either way, the cards are on the table at that point. I think it's a great suggestion.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
Hey, yeah. I mean, I honestly think she's right. I think some guys, you know, they need that push. I did. I know that I did. I've been happily married now for 10 years. You know, back in the day, we were just about to get engaged. I needed to be told, like, hey, it's time. And it just didn't occur to me at the time.
Right. A lot of times you think that, you know, we got so much time and you're waiting to see what's going on. But, you know.
Yeah, we're young. We got our whole lives ahead of us.
Right.
And it's like, actually, you need a commitment.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.